Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Benjamin William Hastings there. Good to say hallelujah to our wonderful God.
Mm-hmm.
8:47 right now. It's 33 in Mankato.
So, Beth, are you familiar with the term non sequitur?
I don't really follow.
There you go. So it's used to describe a statement that doesn't logically relate to what came before it.
A lot of my conversations, actually.
Yeah, especially when they're with me. Because my family basically owns that term.
Okay.
Last week we're sitting around the dinner table, normal conversation, talking about our day, and out of nowhere, Zebedee, the 9-year-old, just goes, "I've seen eggs multiple times, but I think the most interesting time that I've seen eggs is," we're like, "What?
What?
How did we get to eggs? What interesting time. Why are we here?" And he never got to finish the thought because we were discussing how ridiculous his comment was. And I'm still thinking about, like, where was he going with that? He hasn't filled me in. It did make me kind of wonder, though. Sometimes when we talk about our faith, do we do the same thing? Do we drop statements about Jesus and assume everyone around us knows exactly what we mean? When maybe they're sitting there thinking, wait, how did we get here? What does that mean? I think sometimes the most loving thing we can do is slow down and connect the dots so people can really see who Jesus is.
Very true.
This is Kinship Radio.